B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is the three-pointer with Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic, home of 76ers basketball.
And Devon, as always, is brought to us by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download America's top-rated sportsbook app now.
Devon Givens is in the house, and we say 12, Devon, but it may be we should be saying 4, because there are 12 wins to go to a title. But we got to focus on this Hawks team. But what did you think about last night? That's what we want to get to. Get to your first one in the morning.
So when you obviously are down such a big player in Joel Embiid and the importance of what he does for your team overall, both offensively and defensively, you clearly need players to step up. And we had our questions in game 4 with a few of them. But in game 5 last night, while you had, of course, Ben Simmons playing well, Tobias Harris dropping 28 as well, you got 37 points from your bench last night from your key 4 guys. George Hill only had 2 free throws. So between Dwight Howard, Tyrese Maxey, and Furkan Korkmaz, you totaled 35 points on the evening. And Furkan Korkmaz, 2-for-5 from the three-point line. Dwight Howard, 8-for-10 from the free throw line. 80% for Dwight Howard from the free throw line. So you needed some help in a lot of different ways to get a team win last night. And I thought the bench came up huge with the absence of Joel Embiid and helping out their starters with what they did.
It was a masterful performance. There was a lot of combinations, though, last night that were very different than anything we've seen so far.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you saw a few different ones. And I'll even point out, as we talk so much about Tyrese Maxey lately, he played the entire fourth quarter. He played 10 minutes and 20 seconds last night of the fourth quarter, taken out only because they put in the reserves to close out the game. So he finished the game with the starters. He was that important to them last night. Yes, the different combinations. You have your questions about, can Dwight Howard play with Ben Simmons? But last night called for it. You had to get certain guys in and out of the game to preserve some minutes. You had Daniel Gafford at least having a little bit of success early on where you wanted to get some things in there. Mike Scott thrown in there for a few minutes, although I know people don't like it. Shake Milton with his 6-plus minutes. I thought Doc Rivers did a really nice job last night mixing things up and throwing Scott Brooks off a little bit.
All right, Devon, you got an open look. Take the shot.
Yeah, so my open look here, well, my second one is, I didn't know Seth Curry had that in him last night to drop the 30 points in the way that he did. I saw a 28-point performance earlier in the season where he really got going. We know he's a fantastic outside shooter. And I've questioned some of the things that he has done by putting the ball on the floor. But he looked at Raul Neto and basically said, what are you guys doing? This is disrespectful. And every time he decided to go at him, putting his shoulder into his chest, taking him off the dribble a little bit. The same thing with some of the bigger bodies that defended him and shielding him, getting hot shots high off the glass. I thought he played an overall fantastic game. And in a spot like last night, I just did not know that he had it in him. I've seen him with the Dallas Mavericks in the playoffs, play well off the bench as a reserve, some spot starter minutes as well. But I just didn't see that. So when I was kind of looking at the game early on and figuring out who would be the key, he was not one of them. So I have to tip my cap to what he did last night and also 7-for-7 from the free throw line.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon, when you look at what Seth Curry needs to give you, This is why I ask you. I always lump him with Danny Green. Do you look at them as a tandem that has to give you something, or does this make you more individualistic that you can look at these guys?
It's always a tandem with them because I do believe, although he had a great night last night, Bob, the way that he did it, I believe that those two are heavily reliant on what the other three do. The right passes that come from Embiid with the double team, the penetration and kicking out from Ben Simmons. And the same thing with Tobias Harris when he does have his eyes open looking for everyone else. It's based off of the work that the other three do. So So that's why I was really surprised and give him the credit that he deserves for what he did last night, because it wasn't so much off of the assist from everyone else. It was the put the ball on the floor, dribble, 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 do what I need to do, create some space. And again, how dare you put Raul Neto on me? And that's why I thought he played really well. And the fact that the team overall had 28 assists on 43 made baskets, you can just see overall, again, how this worked for the team last night with what they did. And when Embiid does come back, whenever he does get back on the floor, I would expect that to still be what they are, defense leading the offense, but also sharing the ball in that end. And those guys having success off of the passes from Simmons, Embiid, and Harris.
All right, time for a corner three to close it out.
There was something that stood out to me, John, in the 34 seconds left in the third quarter. The play was bogging down. It was the end of the third quarter. George Hill and Dwight Howard were confused with how they wanted to run their pick and roll. It was on the right side of the floor, and you could see Dwight Howard put his hands up, and George Hill was waiting. You know, George Hill's been here for a while, and he's had some practice time. But what I liked about it was that you have two veterans that have been in tough spots before in the league, deep runs in the playoffs, and as they figured it out, reset the screen, George Hill did get past his defender, sucked in Dwight Howard, and a simple lob play that happened that was a success for two. And that was just basketball to me. It was just two veterans talking hoops without saying anything and understanding that while something didn't work out, we have to do something a little bit differently. Let's go to a clean bread and butter. I'm going to get you this shot. You set the screen. I roll, and let's just make this happen. So it was something small that could ultimately be something big when things bog down again and they're not working as flowing as fluid as you would like for it to be on a specific play. Sure, some younger players could do it as well. But this is why you got players like Howard and Hill and Green with the steal that he had going into halftime on Russell Westbrook and then taking that charge as well, offensive foul where he was pushed off. These are why you have these types of veterans to make plays to help you in the postseason. All hands on deck when you're trying to win the championship.
All right, Devon, you'll be back with us with a three-pointer on Monday, but you will be back in behind the mic again, what, tonight? Starts out tonight?
I'll be in tonight, 7 to 10, absolutely, and no, Jamie tomorrow. He's bailing on me.
Yeah, Jamie's bailing on you.
Yeah, sorry.
He'd rather go to have a veggie wrap in a car.
My cousin Mike has to get married. It's very selfish of him.
Man.
Not a problem.
See you, buddy.
I'll
thanks,
hold it down.
Thanks, Devon.
Thanks, Devon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.